Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F, the N-word. I want you to holler at me. Give me a call, 347-826-7435. That is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're too scared to call me, feel free to email me. smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, that email is smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, criticisms. Some criticisms I will take. Some I will bust your ass. Nicely, of course, but I will bust your ass nonetheless if it's something that's severely unwarranted. But we're being subjective here, and I'm being nice right now. Go to my Facebook Smooth Drama page. Request to join, and I or my main man, Mr. J, will add you. Basically, just Google Smooth Drama. Wherever you find Smooth Drama, add me. I will add you back, and we can talk a taste on it. Because, once again, I'm a nice guy like that. Sometimes. Also, in the spirit of being nice, because my niceness rubs off onto other people and they want to be nice too. My main man and great author, Anton Marks, friend of the show, is offering a giveaway. If you want a copy of his latest book, The Last Prince of Akivalon, all you have to do, go to antonmarks.com, email him, and put in the email, Smooth Drama. You know, you would like to read the book and put in Smooth Drama, the code Smooth Drama. He will hook you up with an Amazon voucher. So you can check out his book for free. See, that's homie love right there. I get touched up. I have to hold myself in for a little bit. All right, I'm over it. Anyway, Boston is done. Thank goodness. I mean, you know, it's speculation. You know, a lot of people talk, LeBron threw the game the other night. And he's like, he was sick. And it's like, you know, just whatever. Let's just hurry up and get this over with. So now we can get to the real games. We can see finally what everybody's been waiting on for. We started in October? Yeah, October. So we've been waiting about 7-8 months for this. And it's finally here. Golden State and Cleveland. Part 3 for all the marbles. Everybody's healthy. Let's hope everybody stays healthy so we can finally say, who is the better team? And I guess this is for as far as the dynasty, I guess people call it dynasty, whatnot. You win the rubber match. You are the holder of the dynasty, although I don't quite necessarily believe that. I mean, the dynasty is like the Bulls, the Lakers, where you dominate the decade. I can't say that Cleveland dominated a decade, and neither is Golden State, for that matter, because each of them have one title. So two titles does not make a dynasty, but I digress. It's here Thursday, which is next week. So for the next 7 days, we're going to hear about everything under the sun about this damn matchup. And by the time Thursday comes around, we'll be like, well, damn, can we just play the game? That's where I'm at least. And speaking of playing the game, you know, I'm always fascinated by things that make no sense whatsoever. You know, you always find these stories. Like, there's a Dublin veterinary clinic because that's getting a little attention because they have a job posting for a cat cuddler. And the Just Cats Veterinary Clinic in Kattery, they post for an applicant for the cat cuddler application. It says, are you a crazy cat person and love cats? Does catitude come naturally to you? Have you counted kittens before you go to sleep? Do you feed the stray cats in your locality? Does petting cats make you feel warm and fuzzy? I guess if those things apply to you, you too can be a cat cuddler. I wonder sometimes, and I want to see the picture of the person that gets that job, the crazy cat person, that man or that woman that you know to avoid for the rest of your time living in that neighborhood or all the time that they live in your neighborhood because you know they ass is crazy as hell because they apply for the cat cuddler job. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I guess if I couldn't get a job and I had to cat cuddle, I would cuddle the hell out of cats, but I would be mad as hell when I got home. And you best believe I'd be looking to get another job, but I guess cuddling cats is not worse than being homeless and not being able to eat. So not hating on the eating. I'm hating on the fact that you want to be a cat cuddler on purpose. Like on purpose. But hey, who am I to judge? I'm just a guy. Now there's a company, an IT firm in Tokyo that actually allows employees to bring their cats into the office. And the company gives workers a bonus if they adopt a cat. The head of the company, Hiden Nubo, okay, I'm saying this wrong, but it doesn't matter. Hiden Nobu Fukuda? Anyway, he gives 5,000 yen, which is about $45 a month to those who rescue a cat. I'm like, hell, I got three cats that are in my yard. So if I can show proof, if I work for that company, and I can show proof that I got three cats, I mean, 45 times 3, $135 a month just because I feed the cats so that I don't have rats. I mean, it should be like a tax write-off or something like animal. I mean, maybe we need cats to be loved like dogs. So, because if you were one of those people that picked up stray dogs and somebody was to throw in an amendment, it'd be a rider on one of these stupid amendments that they have all the time, these bills where it says if you adopt a dog, you get a certain amount of money, or if you adopt a cat, you get a certain amount of money, a tax break, whatever. That would be kind of cool. I could ride with that. As it stands right now, I'm just a man begging for some money from Uncle Sam, or a way to get some money from Uncle Sam. At least that's what it sounds like. So I'm going to move on to one of my latest subjects, pet peeves. White People Stop It moment. Marilyn Monroe, y'all know her. She is the white woman that is in all the movies and the commercials. She's the one that was singing happy birthday to JFK in front of his wife, his mistress, singing happy birthday. Happy birthday, Mr. President. That Marilyn Monroe. Apparently the house that she died in is for sale for $200 million. Now, I guess if the property is, they say is worth that, and you want to pay for $200 million for some property, okay. But if you're paying $200 million because Marilyn Monroe died in it, you have some serious issues. Thus my whole, white people, please stop it. Please don't buy the house because Marilyn Monroe died in it. Like, I heard she died in this spot here. And so I planked on that spot. And I posted the picture on Facebook and Instagram. And here's my Snapchat video of where Marilyn Monroe died. I feel so connected. I'm at one with Marilyn Monroe. And it feels good. It feels good. Yeah. Woo. I'm killing myself. Anyway, now comes my other favorite part of the show, where I talk about my dumbass of the week. Always got to get that last one in. That last burp shows the depth of character in that clip. You can't do nothing without depth of character. Anyway, my dumbass of the week. Oh. comes from a TMZ interview with Laird Hamilton. Laird Hamilton was interviewed, and they were talking about shark sightings and his surfing, because he's a surfing great, apparently. I don't know. I don't follow surfers, but maybe people liked him, whatever. Anyway, this dude, supposedly in the interview, he was debunking the myth that sharks are bloodthirsty for humans. He goes on to say, I mean, they say that soda machines kill more people every year than people are bit by sharks. Most shark attacks are not fatal. It's usually a mistaken identity. But that's when the interview kind of went kind of crazy. And he goes on to say, the biggest, most common reason to be bitten is a woman with her period. Which people don't even think about that. Obviously, if a woman has a period, then there's a certain amount of blood in the water. Ah. I'm like, so shark attacks are not because sharks are carnivores and they like eating meat. It has got nothing to do with it. It has everything to do with the fact that women are on their periods. And, you know, if you're out there swimming and you're on your period, you're going to get attacked by a shark because there's blood in the water. Yeah. I didn't even know that. I mean, I was always of the belief that shark attacks were just because, you know, they're hungry. and you're an easy out. Because generally speaking, humans are easy outs for sharks in the water. But come find out that if you're swimming with your sister, mama, cousin, whoever that female is, you gotta make sure she's not on her period, cause she's gonna attract the sharks and get y'all killed. End of the story, according to Larry Hamilton. I love this stuff, just for no reason whatsoever. That was just funny for no reason whatsoever. And on that note, I need a break. This is KRS and Buckshot, cleanup crew.
Smooth drummer,
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was KRS and Buckshot.
Clean up crew.
Now I need clean up on the airwaves here. First, give me a call, 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Oh, man. Speaking of what needs to be cleaned up, Ben Carson. Good old coon-ass Ben Carson. Everybody's favorite coon. Well, at least he's one of my favorite coons, because you know he's going to say something spectacularly stupid because he can't help it. I mean, you remember this is the guy that said that the slaves who were brought to America were immigrants. I mean, that one was extra special on the coonery chart. It's like, you know, they have the Billboard charts. And I'm thinking, I just thought of it. It just hit me. Instead of the Billboard charts, we're going to have the coon charts. We have the coon board charts. It's going to be awesome. Anyway, Ben Carson, he came out and said, poverty is a state of mind. And I'm going to read his quote specifically. I think poverty to a large extent is also a state of mind. You take somebody that has the right mindset, you can take everything from them and put them on the street, and I guarantee you in a little while, they'll be right back up there. And you know what? You know, in under the right circumstances, you could say, you know, he's right, because poverty is a state of mind. But there's that little thing that's missing in statement when he's like, you take everything from them and put them on the street. It's not how it happens. And if it did happen, I mean, what is the right mindset? You gonna go out there and steal from everybody else and be right back on top? Because generally speaking, That's what we'd be talking about. You know, poverty is a state of mind. So I thought, well, hell, Ben Carson, show us how it's done. You know, just give up everything you got. Get out there on the streets. Show us how you can build yourself back up. You know it's not going to happen, but it's just funny that it's so easy. Yeah, I mean, yeah, in an ideal world, you could say that poverty is a state of mind. If you have the right mindset, you can lift yourself out of a bad situation if given an opportunity. Now, we know that if Ben Carson, if we take away the fact that the higher ups know him as their coon, and people didn't really know who he was, and they just put him out there and he was trying to get a job, he would realize that, yeah, poverty is a little bit past a state of mind. It's also a state of consciousness. And are people actively trying to help you? I mean, because one, he's got two strikes against him if they don't know him as their coon. If he's not number one on the coon charts, he'd just be an old black man, which is like the kiss of death. Just saying. Shout out to Ben Carson, though. Keep being stupid. I won't say he's stupid. I said, keep cooning and saying very dumb things, Ben Carson. You are very funny to talk about and laugh at. I mean, you make my day every day. And speaking of dumbness, and haters like Coonan as Ben Carson, we have now moved into one of my other favorite segments of the week, Hater of the Week.
Hate, 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 I hate you.
because I hate you. There was an 11th grader who was told her afro needed to be fixed and it couldn't be worn in school. Where did she get that from? Of course, I'm not even consciously doing this, even though if you've listened to the show a few times, you know that I have a special place in my heart for the state of Florida. 17-year-old Genesis Johnson was told by her teacher at North Florida Christian Schooling that the afro she'd been wearing for the past 7 months needed to be fixed. I will quote Miss Johnson. She said that my hair needs to be fixed. It was not neat. It needs to be put in a style. Johnson said, my hair is fixed. And of course, the school district declined to provide a comment to the Huffington Post. The teacher told Genesis that her hair was a distraction to classmates, despite the fact that she said she sits in the back of the classroom. She said the teacher also asked her how long she'd been planning to wear her hair in the afro while in front of other students. And then after that, her peers began asking their own questions about her hair. And she was told to report to the assistant principal's office 2 days later. The assistant principal goes on to say, your hair is extreme and faddish and out of control. It's all over the place. And according to the school's handbook, it states that hairstyles can be deemed unacceptable by the school. No faddish or extreme hairstyles, and hair should be neat and clean at all times. And the administration will make the decision on any questionable styles. Unquote. Now, if you think about that for a second. We are talking about black folks' natural hair state. Just a regular afro. And if you look at Miss Genesis Jones, the hair, Genesis spelled, for any of you interested in Googling and checking it out, J-E-N-E-S-I-S, Johnson. It's just a regular afro. There's no wild dye where it's like purple and blue or some crazy color scheme. It's just hair. Black folks' hair in its natural state. It's like basically she just combs it out like a blowout, as they used to call it back in the day. Now, we know the good people at North Florida Christian School, they're just racist bastards. And like all haters that I chronicle, I do wish cancer on them, the assistant principal and that teacher. Yes, I know it sounds harsh, but yes, I wish breast cancer, hip cancer, knee cancer, ankle cancer, and I'm talking about the ankle, knee, and breast cancer that some people would say is gas inside their joint. But I do wish cancer all the less. I'm serious as a heart attack. Yes, I wish all bad to ignorant folks like that. I mean, because a young woman who is there to learn, who is not a behavioral problem, she just wants to look like who she naturally is being attacked, hated on, just because she wants to be beautiful in her natural state. I mean, it's saying in a nutshell, you know, because it's saying it's faddish. So my natural hair is a fad, but if my hair is in an unnatural state, like your hair, it's not a fad, it's regular. Racist teacher and assistant principal and students anyone who basically agreed that she needed to change her hair, I wish cancer on all of them. Every last one of you. And I hope that all your dreams are horrible. I hope any of the teenage boys, I wish the fact that right before you was having a good web dream, you wake up. And any dream that you have, it's whatever your worst nightmare is, that's what it is. I wish all that negativity on you. Just because I'm just feeling bad like that. And that's it. I'm going to move on to a new form of hate, because right now we just in a hateful place and I'm stuck there. I'm just going to stay there. If any of you remember the movie Precious, you remember the black woman that I couldn't watch that movie because it was about way too much negativity. I just had to stay away from it. Gabore Sidibe, she's also on Empire, which I do not watch, so I didn't know she was on it. She's been promoting her new book, This Is Just My Face, Try Not to Stare. She talks about discrimination that she suffered in her early 20s, where she was told, as she used to work as a phone sex operator, she was told that they told her to refrain from sounding black. Even though 95% of the women there working were black. So basically, if she sounded black, I mean, what they're saying is that would ruin the nut on the other end of the guy calling in to talk to the phone. It's like, talk dirty to me. I mean, because we know that, you know, phone sex operators, it's guys calling in because they want to hear somebody talk freak nasty dirty to them. And so if you sound black, I guess he was not going to nut. I mean, it's like the racism is going to come out like, oh, yeah, they up. Are you black? Oh, you made my dick go down. I'm not gonna nut now. What am I gonna do? You're a black woman. Oh. Anyway, I mean, racism as a phone sex operator. It's like, really? They really? I mean, is it like Klansmen calling in? Like, you know what? I can't take it that you got these Negroes talking dirty to me. I need a good old pure Christian white woman. I need one of those. If you can't get me one of those, it can't happen. I mean, is that the call that's making the company say, well, you know, try to sound white? Because if you talk dirty and white, then you can get them off. But if you talk dirty and black, well, then that might not be as good, and they might not call us back. I think I was staying too far on this. It's like, yeah. But I think y'all get the picture. If you're a phone sex operator, if those things even exist still, don't sound black. It's not good for masturbating too, apparently. Even though we are in National Masturbation Month, I must remind y'all, you have like, I think like 5-6 days. Let me see how many days we got left here. We have 6 days in May. So you have 6 days left to masturbate, to celebrate National Masturbation Month properly. To all you Sodom and Gomorrahites out there who have the nerve to masturbate. Shame on you.
Keep doing it.
Shame on you.
Keep doing it. Anyway.
Oh, talking about shame on somebody, though. If you're Haitian, you're ready to go. Trump administration told tens of thousands of Haitians who have been granted that temporary reprieve to stay in the United States, you'll be allowed to remain for an additional 6 months, but you should use that 6 months to get your affairs in order, because the roughly 58,700 Haitians who have been approved to remain in the U.S. following that earthquake in 2010, they about to send your ass back. So even though Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly chose to extend it, them for 6 months, that's it. 6 months from now, in November, right around my birthday, we're going to be kicking Haitians out of the United States. And you can be 500% sure that is going down. Why? Because they're Haitian. And you just not going to let Haitians be in the building. It's one of the things. It's a rule. Haitians and Cubans, especially Cubans who was pro Castro, your ass got to go. You can't. They had a hard enough time even letting you in. I mean, you know, I'm gonna take a guess that those Haitians, those 58,700 Haitians who are here that are getting ready to be deported, you know, they've had 1,000 eyes on them. If they're not rounded up in one specific spot anyway, you make sure that they ass don't get out. That you're not going to have one of them cases like you had earlier this month, like San Diego, this Mexican cat who had crossed the border illegally several times, like over 15 times, as it was reported, and hit a family and a kid. Because he was intoxicated, whatnot. You're not going to have that problem with Haitians because they're not going to allow them. The border is closed when it comes to Haitians. And so you can mark it down in November. If you know any of them Haitian homies, get your goodbyes in now, because there is no way in hell they're getting extended. And no way in hell they'll be able to blend into the tapestry. They are not going to let their ass out of sight. Haitians are a no-no. And if you don't know why, that real brief history lesson, Haiti, of course, was one of the successful slave rebellions. And they actually were a friend and an ally to all enslaved people, and they offered asylum to all slaves who escaped. So they were persona non grata here in the United States, because the concept of free black folks was just untenable at the time, and the fact that they fought and gained their freedom and you couldn't really take advantage of them anymore, it just hurt the powers that be's heart. And so they have sanctioned off Haiti since that day. And even now, in aiding Haiti, they are hating on Haiti. You can believe that. So, yeah. United States at its finest. Colonialism. You gotta love it. And speaking of colonialism, Ancestry.com. Remember, I reported earlier this week that they have that terms and conditions. where in the terms and conditions, the DNA testing service included a right to grant Ancestry a perpetual license to use customers' genetic material. Well, what happened, because that there's a New York data protection lawyer who spotted that clause and published a blog about it, everyone was up in arms and it spread like wildfire over the internet. And so Ancestry.com came out and denied exploiting DNA from users. And what they said, that Ancestry will store the profiles forever unless users ask for them to be destroyed. And Ancestry.com says, in an interview with BBC, it said it will be removing the perpetuity clause from its terms and conditions, and that's not going to exist anymore. They said they would never take ownership of a customer's data and remove it, and they're going to honor their commitment to delete user data or destroy their DNA sample if they request it. The user is in control. Now, do you believe that? I don't know. I can't say that I would believe what a company says. I mean, I guess if you're one of those people who believe that a corporation will tell the truth about something, then, hey, I got a few bridges to sell you. And, you know, some penis pumps also. Because obviously you're into bridges and penis pumps. It makes no sense, but it does. If you believe that a corporation is going to tell the truth and honor a pledge that we know that they won't honor. And on that note, I need a break. This is a Tribe Called Quest, Black Spasmodic.
Are y'all ready? Go fight. You ready? Conch, you got that part, right?
I don't know, but it don't matter. Set it off, ACC. You know that my niggas is lost. Little half-ass rappers, they're pissing me off. Time to set them all off. You're the matter to cause.
They only thugs in this caliber. Modern, who kept up a buzz the whole calendar.
Black,
sell drugs out the challenger.
Modern,
used to keep the guns with the silencers.
Black,
they only thugs in this caliber.
Modern,
who kept up a buzz the whole calendar.
Black,
used to sell drugs out the challenger.
Modern,
now look what he does to any challenger.
Now who won it with this Trinity Gladiator? The thing that you hate is you by design innovated. I take zero for granted. I honest my gift. Champion, pen game, plus I'm freestyling quick. My name is Compton. I'm doing all my crew back to work. Flash rap the dead pussy kill the chirping.
Fuck boy, sit on, shit can only get worse.
How do you touch mic when flow's uncertain? Big game vibe, boy, that flow ain't working. Folks throwing items, them let's start cursing. Plus made me wanna see the sickest in person. Third song is motherfuckers expression. Only to realize, gotta loosen the building.
Yeah.
Big tune, this for man, women, and children. Back on my bullshit,
muscle up.
Modern,
who kept up a buzz the whole calendar. Used to sell drugs out the challenger.
Modern,
used to keep guns with the silencers.
My niggas hearing be talking to me, let me explain. I do evil mediums, tarot cards, and Ouija games. But through mixing chords and boards and even drum machines. He be saying, nigga, fuck a board, keep repping clean. They don't be taking slapperies, not rapping niggas, man. That intellectual shit you said, you better change your plan. Especially when you see them in the lobby of a label. And they don't seem able to outstretch their hands and admit their fans. You better flame them in the days that they standing in, ostracizing memory for not remembering. The articles reduce their body parts to particles, and just a dead tree with their cremated molecules. I'm leaving, but nigga, you still got the work to do. I expect the best from you, I'm watching from my heaven view. Don't disappoint me, make sure that they anoint me as a blue ribbon with pedigree. The best to show prophecy, think of a legacy. For sure people around the world, Napoleonic, Ionic people who call the world a twirl. With every stage of grace, look right at in their face. Live the tribe, principle, and have an impeccable taste. Enjoy that rap like that one was your last or less.
If you don't believe me, just to show me life after death, don't refer to the leaky covers. You shout out my Trini brothers, and please check in on my mother, Malika Zach. Call me Shorty.
Yeah, I'm in thugs in this caliber. Who kept up the buzz the whole calendar.
Black.
Used to sell drugs out the Challenger.
Black.
Used to keep guns with the silencers.
Black. Fast Marty.
Together you got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Tribe Called Quest, Black Spasmodic. All right. Racial bias. What I know about racial bias? It's one of them things that, as a black man, I don't see race. I've never seen race. Race is a foreign concept to me. I don't know why people are always talking about race. I just think they're delusional. Things that a coon would say. Bill Cosby, a lawyer for Bill Cosby, accused the prosecution of trying to bar black people from serving on the jury of his upcoming sexual assault trial in Pennsylvania.
Which basically they're saying, hey, you know what?
there are some black people who will support a black rapist. I mean, because we know there are some white people who support white rapists. And I mean, that's basically what we're saying. It's like, you can be guilty as hell, but if your peoples, aka black people, white people, depending on who's on trial, you can get off. Like the white guy who was the swimmer, I'm trying to think of his name. I think Lochte, the swimmer who got in trouble for raping the girl, and I think the daddy made the argument he shouldn't have got in trouble. His life shouldn't be ruined because of 30 minutes of action. And he got off. Even though the jury found him guilty, the judge circumvented what the jury said and got him off. Now, what defense attorney Brian McNoggle is saying is that the prosecution has displayed, and I quote him when I say, a systematic exclusion of African Americans. Now, of course, the judge, Stephen O'Neill, disagreed with the defense, putting the issue to rest for now, though he said he revisited if the defense provided statistical evidence. I'm guessing, looking at the jury, and it's all white people, I guess that's not statistical enough. there are no black people on the jury, and it's all white people. You have to show me there's some statistics. It's kind of funny, actually, when you think about it. Show me statistical evidence that there are no black people on the jury when there are no black people on the jury. Anyway, this is and of course they say race was not a factor in Nixon, any of the black people on who were potentially on the jury. It was purely because they were something else was wrong with them. It wasn't because they was black. The jury's not all white because they want to make sure it's a slam dunk. Because obviously black folks, I guess it's one of those things, like, because OJ was acquitted. They're like, hey, they might like Bill Cosby's show back in the days, and just say not guilty because of that, I don't know. I mean, because it's like, he's guilty. He admitted to being guilty. I don't think there's much support for him. Because, I mean, even though you could say Bill Cosby, he had some black love, at the same time, this was the dude that was dissing young black folks at an inordinate rate. I mean, he was not a fan of young black men and women and the quote-unquote culture he thought that they were espousing. And quite frankly, I haven't talked to anybody who hasn't said, yeah, this dude is not guilty. It's basically, well, look at his case compared to all the white rapists. I mean, the only argument that there is for Bill Cosby is, well, Bill O'Reilly and Roman Polanski and all these other cats, they get off for rape. So Bill Cosby should too. I mean, that's the only defense. Now, I don't even see what the argument is. I mean, but obviously they want to put Bill Cosby away once and for all, and let the white folks get off. Which is basically what's been said and has been alleged, as I just got through talking about. But yeah, we know racial bias in the jury of your peers, but you got to show some statistical evidence that they have excluded all black folks when you can find one. And they kicked all black folks off. But that doesn't count. Anyway, I'm sitting up here talking like I even talked about Groundhog Day. I hadn't even gone there yet. This is Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
Yeah, it did happen again. What happened again? Well, a black man being unduly treated. Unfairly, I said unduly, unfairly treated by the system. Ramad Chapman, a black man from Rome, Georgia, served a 10-year prison sentence after an entire jury found him not guilty of a crime he says he did not commit. Now, let me repeat that again. He is serving a 10-year prison sentence after an entire jury found him not guilty. How did this come about? 2014, July 2014, Chapman was accused of a crime in connection to an armed robbery at a corner store in Georgia. Police say the store was too dirty to collect fingerprints from, and four witnesses who were there that night say they all they saw was a black man in dark clothes. Because, you know, that's not, let's hear that again. The store was too dirty to collect fingerprints from. And the four witnesses who were there that night say all they saw was a black man in dark clothes. Shit, that's every black man in America most of the time. Unless you're like a 2017 rapper, then you'll have like a bright pink romper on, or maybe like light beige. But I'm digressing. And so, how does Chapman get caught up? Well, it wasn't until months after the night of the robbery when the store clerk was scrolling through her Facebook And she randomly came across a photo of Chapman on her feed. And I quote, "It triggered something in me, and it just made me freak out," she testified. She reported Chapman to the police. He went to the police because he'd heard they were looking for him. He turned himself in because he knew he was not guilty. Well, but that whole Groundhog Day, a white woman scrolling through her Facebook and randomly coming across a photo of him on the feed, it triggered something in her and made her freak out. So she picked a brother from Facebook feed. So, I mean, add that to the list of things you can't do, black men listening. And if you're the mother, brother, aunt, sister of a black man, erase their headshots. Any picture that showed a face of your black son, cousin, uncle, brother, husband, if they have a picture on Facebook, take that shit down, because it's another way you can be found guilty. Just by coming up in the Facebook feed. See, I thought I had heard it all. No DNA, no fingerprints. Footage is an unidentifiable black man in dark clothes. But miraculously, months later, she sees a picture of a brother in her Facebook feed. Oh my God, why is this black man in my Facebook feed? Black men don't normally come up in my Facebook feed. Why is that? He's guilty of something. Oh my God. Oh my God. This black man in my feed. God put his face there on for a purpose. He robbed the store. It has to be him. Why else would he be in my Facebook feed? There's no other way that this could be explained. Girl, I think this is it. I'm going to call the police. I'm going to call the police. A black man's in my feed. Oh my God. I mean, this is, I don't know what you can say after this one. You go to jail for 10 years. Even after you were acquitted by the jury, not guilty, you go to jail because, hey, you came up on the Facebook feed. It's like one of them new lows. I guess it's not a new low, but I'm just saying, when you can go to jail for having a picture up on Facebook, I don't even know. We just going to have to leave Earth. On that note, I'm Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drum production, and I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama.